top stories on ABC News. Thousands of people will head to the ballot box tomorrow in five separate by-elections across Queensland, Tasmania, South Australia and Western Australia. Four of the Super Saturday by-elections were triggered by the dual citizenship crisis, which forced the resignation of MPs. Braddon in northwest Tasmania and Longman in Queensland are considered too close to call. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he has no reason to believe the United States is preparing for a military confrontation with Iran. Over recent days, the US President Donald Trump and his Iranian counterpart Hassan Rouhani have exchanged threats. Senior government figures have told the ABC they believe the US is prepared to bomb Iran's nuclear capability, perhaps as early as next month. Mr. Turnbull has this morning downplayed that prospect. Facebook's market value has plunged by more than $160 billion in one of the biggest single-day drops in U.S. stock market history. The social media giant's share price dropped by 19%. It came after Facebook executives forecast the company would face years of lower profit margins while reporting quarterly results yesterday. And Australia's women's soccer team has defeated Brazil 3-1 in its opening match of the Tournament of Nations in Kansas. Brazil started poorly by conceding an own goal in the ninth minute, and Tamika Butt doubled Australia's advantage with a headed goal in the 38th minute. It is the Matildas' fourth straight win over Brazil.